Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day
at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
iTunes or on the Stitcher app.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Comedian Jason Regan with us this morning.
All you jackasses sitting at your desk and just doing no work. You know, you got time to do the Coke math.
Oh, that's
We're trying
point.
To carry on the a conversation here.
Yeah. We're doing Coke math on the fly.
Are you getting...
28 grams per ounce, 16 ounces per pound, 448 grams per pound. It actually works out to 454 grams a pound.
How much a gram then?
That's what we forgot is 16 ounces
about
in a pound.
About 45 bucks a gram.
Yeah, this is why I didn't do good, math stuff in college.
That's, I think, a bulk discount there.
Yeah, that sounds like it.
Yeah. I don't know.
The Costco cocaine discount.
They love
being mentioned with that, by the way. Sorry, Costco. Right,
hot dogs and blow.
I get my Coke from Sam's Club.
That's a great morning show. Hot dogs and blow. Those guys are funny, man. Jason sent me a picture quickly of Tyler Walsh in his red jacket. I like that term because he looks like he is wearing his car. and he's also holding a fishing pole out there. I put it on Twitter.
Because the fishing pole doesn't fit in the car. Is that why?
No, he's just...
It looks like he's driving with
it. He drove to Minnesota like that.
with his arm hanging out.
Arm hanging out, fishing pole. Holding on because even crossways, you probably couldn't fit him. A 7-foot fishing pole.
And then Jason was showing me a picture of Tyler playing bullfighting with a garter snake in Nashville somewhere.
Yeah.
Pulling his shirt off, dancing around. He's crazy, man. You don't have any gigs this week because you're going back on vacation. But Nick's out. Where you at, Nick? Oh, you're with Tyler, right?
Saturday with Tyler Walsh will be at Cohen and Kelly's in Omaha.
All right. So you got the cocaine. Oh, so we got another email. Earlier in the show, we were talking about.
I haven't priced it lately. You know, can you get Coke for 50 bucks a gram?
You know, I wouldn't even know.
I wouldn't even know.
You'd imagine there'd be a markup.
I don't run with drug dealers anymore.
Not anymore.
No.
But in the day.
I cleaned my act up years ago.
It was like 100.
Yeah, that's about 100, right? Yeah, I knew that. Yeah, 100 I didn't have most of those days, too.
Oh, I had Coke money.
Somebody shoot me a text.
I got Coke money.
Yeah, so... Yeah, so there's a picture of Tyler Walsh in his red jacket, which is the Yaris. That's a small car. I forgot
it
about
is.
That. It really is.
Not compact. Subcompact.
Subcompact, yes.
Most of these are compact spots.
Nice looking vehicle.
Yeah. I should race him.
Yeah, you should race him.
Focus versus Yaris.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd like to see that.
0 to 60 in 3 hours.
It'll be a long race.
Not towards a wall.
Right. Your car would weigh less, probably. Because Tyler's a bigger.
I'd like to see how that Yaris stood up against the wall they put that Focus into. Probably similarly.
Yeah, similar.
Speaking of dangerous stuff, I love this story about Tom Cruise. Have you seen this? He apparently was practicing. Wait, it lands his private helicopter somewhere, right?
It's a cliff. I think it was in England.
Oh, it was in England. Okay.
Yeah, High Crag, the top of High Crag in England.
High Crag.
Was he working or doing this for fun?
Well, I'm glad you laughed because that was stupid.
It's in my wheelhouse.
So the thinking is he was there and they were filming for Mission Impossible 7.
Which is
coming next summer.
He's working. He's not just jumping off a cliff for
fun. This couple is up there for a hike with their dog.
Right.
And all of a sudden, here comes a helicopter and lands on the top of this cliff right where they're at. Out pops Tom Cruise and he says, "Hey, sorry for disturbing your peaceful walk with all the noise. Like your dog." And then jumps off the cliff. He's paragliding.
Okay.
And then there's video in this story I was looking at, and you see him.
Is that Tom Cruise landing in a helicopter?
And it's Tom Cruise.
I'm glad they got video because none of your friends are going to believe that. I got to tell you something. We were on a cliff and Tom Cruise landed a helicopter and said hi to us. Yeah. And then you peed the bed that night because you were sleeping, right?
I'm curious if you need to take a running start. You got to probably run, don't you?
Yeah, you can. In the video on this link here, you can see he's a few, 10, 20 yards over, and he gets his arms out and he gets the canopy up in the air and then just kind of runs down the little hill and then off the cliff and then paraglides down.
The paragliding always looked fun to me, but I'd probably be one of those kind of guys who just jumped off a sand dune. And practice that way, and never do the cliff, because people they die in those things too.
Oh yeah,
if you don't steer them right.
But Tom Cruise, that video recently, the guy whose backup chute came out when he had seconds to spare.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah, I saw that last night. Yeah,
right. He was trying to get himself untangled for the longest time, and then finally did it at the last second. Otherwise, he would have looked like that Focus.
I tagged the wrong Tyler Walsh on Twitter. I got to change that. Some dude's just going to get this sent to him.
Some dude. Yeah.
It's a bunch of Tyler Walshes out there.
You want a horrible story?
Yes, I do.
All right. You're familiar with Edie McClurg.
Character
actor.
She's
most famous for Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yeah, the secretary.
They think he's a righteous dude.
The sporties love him. Yeah.
Dweebies.
Yeah. She's great in that role. Yeah. But she's got dementia now, right?
Right. And her family has said in court paperwork, some dude named Michael Ramos claims to be a longtime friend and attempting to marry her. It's elder abuse. Totally elder abuse.
Yeah, right.
76, suffers from dementia. Family believes she might not even be aware of what's happening.
Oh, man.
So this guy tried to finagle his way into her life and has been living in her house since 17.
Just living there?
5 years.
And they can't do anything about it?
Edie, who's under conservatorship, has never been involved in a romantic relationship with Michael, her family insists, but the fear he may have been assaulting her. He's probably stealing money from her, too.
Yeah, probably. Because she's acted in other things over the years. But that's obviously her most famous role. Yeah.
Yeah, those Ferris Bueller royalty checks have to be pretty small by this point.
Right. So they finally got a judge.
She might have did
something
else.
It's still on cable pretty much every day.
Yeah, but she's
trying to get half every time.
She ain't getting much.
Oh, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
I was going to say
that, too.
Yeah.
That's right.
So they got a judge to say that this guy can't marry her, can't enter into a valid marriage with her.
What
I've got a friend, and I'm not going to go into a lot of details, but stroke, little cognitive ability, and he's losing a lot of his sight.
Right.
And, some troll chick.
Yep.
Got a hold of him and took a bunch of his money. And those people are
And just, slept with him too, right?
Yeah.
That's why you liked her. Because it's what we do. We like girls who sleep with us.
They become favorites quickly.
Real quick.
Yeah. He hasn't been laid in a while and this woman comes along. So he's going to throw all the money he can at her.
Right.
But those people, the second to pedophiles, people who abuse, vulnerable adults are just scum of the earth.
Yeah, I still put him second to pedophiles, right?
Yeah,
but still.
If we're going to rank them. Yeah.
My grandpa's not dealing with elder abuse, but he's dealing with a lot of health issues.
Yeah.
I guess he had a small stroke yesterday and didn't go to the doctor because he said it's his day off.
What?
Yeah, I guess he's been going to so many doctor's appointments.
The doctor's day off?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's like my grandpa said it was his day off from the doctor.
Oh, he didn't want to go.
It was like bad timing for this. He's like, I'm not going.
Oh, he's trying to limit his doctor appearances.
So his girlfriend called the doctor, and he's like, well, if he has another one, he has to come in. But just, I can't imagine having a stroke of any size.
Right.
And being like, I'll just write this one out.
Right. And not going to the doctor.
Yeah. Yeah, isn't that one of those situations where the small stroke is always the one that happens? It's not the one that happens to you. I mean, they say, I had a minor heart attack. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, have a heart attack and tell me it's minor.
That's
heart attack is the
famous,
key phrase there.
Famous John Mellencamp line. He had a heart attack in his late 40s, maybe his early 40s.
And it was listed as a mild heart attack.
And he would tell people, you have a heart attack, dude, and tell me it's mild.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the one my dad had years ago, they said was a mild heart attack, but he seemed to think it was kind of a big deal.
Probably was.
Now, when it happens to women, I've heard many cases, and it happened to a friend of ours. She didn't find out till weeks later.
And they think it's like heartburn or something like that.
They give her an exam and it said, looked like a couple of weeks ago you might have had a heart attack. And she was able to pinpoint, she was out for a walk and felt kind of funny, but they don't know right away that it's a heart attack.
I was reading an article.
So I guess that would be mild in terms of a heart attack.
This is all death and destruction here. Sorry to bum everybody out. But I'm reading a story about Ritter. John Ritter, the day he died, he was Henry Winkler was a guest star on that show, Eight Simple Rules, I think it was called at the time, that particular day. And they were actually friends before that, too, their whole lives. And he said their last words were each other was, John Ritter says, "Hey, I'm really getting sweaty. I need a glass of water." And Henry Winkler says, "I'm going to go study my lines."
That was it?
And dead.
That,
wow.
Yeah.
Dead. Wow.
Yeah. "I'm really getting sweaty. I need a drink of water." All right.
I've said that.
I know. I know, but you're okay. Relax.
Yeah. Now I'm going to be very worried the next time.
Well, just only go to the doctor if you have a second heart attack.
Oh, that's
don't,
it. Yeah.
Take the first one, yeah. You can have that as your day off.
I thought I was having a heart attack once. It was just after our youngest son was born, within days after he was born. Woke up in the middle of the night.
Realized you had a family to take care of?
I think, yeah.
That's a panic attack.
We ended up going right back to the hospital that we'd just taken him home from. Right. They hooked me up to all this stuff, and it's heartburn.
Yep.
Really?
Oh, I was just heartburn. Okay.
So after an EKG, they sent me home with Tums.
Yep.
I'm like, I'm an idiot. $10,000
bill.
Yeah, well, we've got a 4-day old baby and a carrier.
And you were pretty young at the time, too.
Yeah, the first time I had stressed. A panic attack, I went to the it was about the third panic attack I had in a half an hour. So then I said, wow, we're going to the hospital.
Yeah. I did too.
Isn't that when you had to wear that mesh tank top to work for like 3 days or something?
Well, we made him wear it.
Yeah.
It was hot.
They had to hook me up with diodes.
Oh, I do remember that.
Yeah.
Your nipples are huge.
He was wearing like a heart monitor thing, and they had to keep it on with some sort of like mesh wrap or something.
But he took the t-shirt off, just sat here with his mesh t-shirt. I was hot.
Six or eight different diodes that were in that little mesh wrap.
Yeah.
And they said,
"Did you have a panic attack, Jason? You mentioned you're not
having panic attacks.
I thought I was dying.
Yeah, me too.
Like I don't want to wake anybody up. So I snuck out in the middle of the night, went to the hospital, and
the Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I signed my first mortgage when I bought a house a long time ago with my girlfriend at the time, which is my wife now. And I'm at the bank where she was working at signing the papers for this mortgage. So she's like standing over me. This woman is doing the mortgage. And I'm realizing I don't want to be an adult yet. And I was in my mid-30s. I said, man, this is too much money. I'm freaking out. Yeah. I sign it. Everybody's happy except for me. I leave. I'm driving home to my condo at the time, and I start going. I remember Todd had one before me, and I started thinking, I thought I was having a heart attack. Yep. I pulled over, and then I went to the doctor that day, and they put me on a treadmill, and I explained to him what happened. He goes, "Oh, no, you're just freaking out. You signed a big mortgage." I said, "Yeah, thank you." Thank you.
But at least
any mortgage would have been big. It wasn't a big one.
They could trace it back to something.
At least I traced it back to something, right. I was worried about one specific thing,
Mine, I'm certain it was the Chantix, but,
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, the drug manufacturer will tell you otherwise.
Right. And I thought,
yeah, it can't be that.
I thought Nick's would have been his first kid.
Must be all the weed you're smoking.
What was yours about, Jason?
Mine was when me and my wife had split, and I was staying at my brother's.
Pissing his bed.
Right? Yeah, pissing his bed, pissing the couch.
Thanks for having me.
So you're just out of the house, your wife split. I get it. That's going to be tough.
Yeah, I was over there and they were sleeping, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm dying. An ambulance would wake everybody up.
Right.
And they live kind of over by Emmanuel Hospital.
You're right there.
And so I drove up there.
Okay.
And I literally, I go in there and she's like, "You're going to need to fill these papers out." And I'm like, "I'm dying."
Right.
Like, I need to get the paddles or something. Like, I'm going to die here.
Right.
So they rushed me back to the EKG and all that kind of stuff. And
I said, "No, you just peed yourself."
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen,
you smell like piss, sir.
Did they continue after that or was that a one-off?
It was a one-off kind of deal.
How about yours?
I had a couple after that, but only because I was just thinking about the first one. You know, I don't know. I mean,
that's why I'm certain it was the Shantix, because mine persisted for months. And it was like clockwork. 6 or 7 o'clock every night, it would come on. And some nights were more powerful than others. But that was just the hell.
Nick, did you have a heart attack?
If they could be timed, it had to be the medication and whenever... Yeah, you know, it was
Todd went nuts on Shantix. He did.
Luckily, he was very easy to deal with the rest of the day.
Yeah. No, I had a friend that happened to, low-key guy that on Shantix was just getting in bar fights all the time.
Really?
Really?
Just, I'm going to kick your ass. You're like, dude, that's weird. Yeah.
I can see an aggression level in Todd during those days.
Yeah, the same. But I've not heard anybody else have the same effect. You know, I've heard people who took Shantix
were fine.
Yeah,
right?
And they were fine or something like this, but never just a series of panic attacks.
Well, your brain's wired differently.
Obviously.
We just know our cell once called an ambulance having a panic attack, and they show up, and they're like, well, have you ingested any drugs? And he's like, yeah, I smoked some weed. And like, yeah, sir, you're high. They take off.
Oh, I heard that.
Okay.
Yeah. I've heard some people freak out just smoking weed, too. And they start thinking, and it's really good weed, so they're... We have a good friend.
And they're probably rookies, too.
Yeah, I tried to smoke through that before, because sometimes it's like you smoke just enough that your paranoia level, and then you get like so high that you can't even, it's you passed it.
So you smoke through it?
Yeah.
Okay, so you suggest smoking through it?
It helps every once in a while.
Oh, I did. I smoked and I drank through it. That was when I started drinking every night.
Yes, and it hasn't stopped.
Right. Drinking heavily.
We can take it back to that.
Yeah.
And the panic attacks have gone away.
Yeah.
But the drinking every night.
No.
Keeps them at bay.
Right.
Yeah.
It
does.
I think doctors will tell you that. A couple of vodkas every night keeps the panic attacks at bay.
The panic attacks, I'll look at my, it hasn't happened in a while, but I would look at my wife and be like, do I look like I'm dying? Right. She'd be like, no. And be like, okay.
Yeah. For years.
She's like
Nick,
rolling her eyes, you're not dying. Like, one of these times I'm going to.
Then we can get that dog.
Yeah.
All right.
Did you have a panic attack every time you knocked your wife up?
Oh, you know, just mountains of stress.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, right. Totally.
It's a lot of stress, man.
You know. Well, so for a while, I was having anxiety attacks for a long time. I would have just a browser window open on my phone that was like the symptoms of an anxiety attack.
Oh, yeah.
So you'd go through and be like, that, but then...
I stopped... Todd.
That's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Todd is Mr. Google what he's feeling, and I don't do that. Because if you have any pain anywhere, you're dead if you Google down that rabbit hole.
The anxiety attack symptoms help calm me down, though, because I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. This is what's happening.
It's
anxiety and kind of
you
got
to be careful not to use Google in that instance, because then your news feed gets full of, take care of your heart. Hey, have you had a heart attack lately? So are you going
to pee the bed?
Yeah, Bing or DuckDuckGo won't litter your news feed with all kinds of medical information that'll make you even more paranoid.
I try to live by the rule, if something feels if something feels off, If it persists for a couple days, then I'll go to the WebMD or something. Otherwise, I just try to, that'll go away.
You know, I felt that way the time I got COVID. I know you guys have had it recently, but I remember Todd and I were touring we ended up doing the live event over there at Sumter Amphitheater. But originally, we were supposed to do it that fall, which would be this a year ago coming up here.
Right.
Yeah, just a year
ago.
And
then we're getting off work one day and walking in there. We drove over to look at this place, and I'm just walking around thinking, this feels weird. I feel just a little weird. This is not a cold. This is not a fever. I'm just feeling something. And I went home. Then, of course, I tested positive that weekend or something like that. But I just remember being that feeling that this is different.
Yeah.
I don't know if you feel something's
a little off.
But even then, I'll wait for a couple of days to figure out if it's really something.
Yeah.
Because your brain is a powerful tool.
Yeah.
And how you want to feel.
I'm kind of more putting that through like physical injury,
things
like that,
right.
That kind of hurts. Yeah. I'll walk it off for a day or two, and if it persists, then maybe I'll go see
Is that blood in my poop or just from my butt?
Or did I just have beets last
night? That's the eternal question.
That's true.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you just got a little fissure happening down there.
It's like a martini.
The blood is not in the poop. It's from your butt.
Yeah.
And blood in the poop...
That's bad.
Right. It can be in there, but if it comes from their outside, you're okay.
Yeah, but if it's just on the paper.
Well, no, sometimes it can be in the toilet. You go, where'd that come from? Well, that came from your butt, not the turd.
Yeah.
If it's on the
paper. Jesus, sorry about that, folks.
If it's on the paper, you're done wiping.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's on the paper usually.
You got to let it ride.
Well, I'll wait a couple of days then because the fissure will usually close up and then there's no blood. I'm like, okay, everything's cool. Right.
And
that's the one that worries me the most. So I'm thinking,
you always got to make that mental note if there are beets in an evening
meal. And by the way, when you go to the urologist,
that stuff will,
do not bring the turd in the Tupperware. I did that, and that's wrong. Yeah.
Sir.
That guy reeks.
Years ago.
You don't make friends with that.
I was in my 20s and I did that, man. Yeah.
Sure,
you don't need to bring the turd here.
Still has the Tupperware.
If he starts bleeding out his ass, that you don't say, this is my day off, I'll wait till tomorrow.
Right.
This is my doctor's. No, if you're bleeding out your ass, you take care of that immediately.
Well, you mentioned a panic attack. Panic attacks can happen at any age, and heart attacks can happen at any age, too. So this is an old guy talk. You guys all had panic attacks when you were younger. So.
Yeah, I'm looking at being
you were 21. You were 21.
The first time I ever had an anxiety attack, I don't know if it was standing up too fast or whatever. I was like 12 years old.
Right. Okay.
And then it just, it's been fun
is that from,
since.
Daddy play with your daycare place or what?
No, it was actually my dad was doing it.
You love to scratch that break down.
I don't know. It's not even funny. And
no.
I can't stop myself. Only because Nick just plays it off like, it happened.
You were
whatever.
Abused as a kid.
I know.
What else are you going to do?
I don't know why.
And this is how you get into comedy, folks.
Yeah.
I don't know why I do that to Nick.
I really, if that hadn't happened, I probably wouldn't be sitting here.
So it's a good thing.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
Great.
Dealing with trauma. My wife's a nurse, and she said a lot of as for heart attack, people that come in with heart attacks, it's not like some big fat guy or big old fat guy or something. It's, you know, guys that are in shape and just kind of, you see more of that.
I bet you do.
Yeah. That's just
heart, a lot of times it's a heredity too.
It's genetic.
But you're right. Skinny guys can have heart attacks all the time. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Man, that's comforting.
Sometimes fat guys are the healthy ones. Shut up.
She'll love this.
Okay.
When we first got together,
was a nurse too. So
yeah,
but you got free medical advice. And also, she probably told you stuff you didn't want to hear, right?
Oh, she sees a lot of dongs.
Oh yeah. Oh, she does. You're
In the pictures.
Right.
She goes to work.
Just kidding. When we first got together, I thought she gave me an STD.
Oh, really?
And then I'm looking it up on the old WebMD and like, oh God. It's the gonorrheas.
Right.
I'm like, I don't know. So I went to a...
There's not an S on the end of that, but go ahead.
I know it. I added that one.
That's how bad it is.
It was multiple.
You've got the extras.
Apostrophe S. Yeah. I went to one of those...
I got every strain of the gonorrheas.
My God, look at the rash on this son of a gun. I went into one of those doc in a boxes, and lady at the front desk, and what are you seeing the doctor for? I'm like,
gonorrhea.
There's a rash. Where's the rash? Right. Like, lady, you need to be quiet. Like, let's calm down.
Yeah.
I go back to the doc.
Jock itch?
No, turns out he pulls it down and I'm like, yeah, I think it might be gonorrhea or something. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
And he goes, no, that's not gonorrhea. Yeah. And I'm like, are you sure? Then it's probably syphilis. I think there's a rash. Yeah. So he's like, no. He said, did you change fabric softeners recently or detergents recently? I'm like, yeah, I did. He goes, yeah, put some lotion on it, and that'll go away. I'm like, oh, okay.
And apologize to your girlfriend.
Did you ask her first?
No. I'm like, what has she done?
So you didn't bring it up. Okay.
Yeah, well, I had to go. Then once I got the all clear, I threw a little lotion on it, and it went away within a couple hours. Right. Then I told her she didn't think it was as funny. You thought that I gave you some? Like, I don't know.
And
you just got together?
What else
are you supposed to think?
You just got together?
So that was,
I'm surprised you split up for a while.
That was the second time I got the gonorrhea.
Wash a load of clothes with that fabric softener every once in a while just to mess with you?
Oh, God, no.
This is a relationship built on trust.
I'm going to show him.
Jason Regan with us this morning. What are your socials there, Jason? People want to follow you.
Jason Regan Comedy, Jason Regan.
All right.
Facebook.
David Koechner in the studio with us tomorrow. And also, what's that other guy's name?
Piff the Magic Dragon.
Piff.
Old Piff.
Piff.
He's calling the show, right? Piff.
Calling tomorrow.
Piff.
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 I wonder if he puts the suit on to make the calls.
like the ventriloquist with the dummy?
You got to be in the mindset.
Well, there's your first question.
Got his hand up something?
That'll be your first question. You can ask him that.
I'll ask that. I'll be glad to.
Todd will ask him that.
Are you in costume right now?
Come on back.
You are listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.